Wednesday the 20th of May, Kof Zayin Iyar, Rabbi Yossi David, series on Zamanim part 2, Zamani Plag, Shabbos and Yom Tov.
The truth is, it wasn't quite planned to have a part 2 to this shir, but I was asked to continue about the subject of Zamanim, so therefore we'll elaborate, we'll continue on the same subject we spoke last time, but this time we'll pull it and connect it to things which are very applicable and relevant to the time of year we are holding now, which is summertime, and everybody's aware of the problem of accepting Shabbos a bit too early, so we'll discuss that in length. In the last year we concluded, I still haven't got any much feedback about it, that Rabbeinu Tam's Shita may not be correct the way it's understood by a lot of Achroinim, yeah? And we brought the Meiri to source it, that there is no machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Goinim. And all Rabbeinu Tam says, Shkia Rishonah means when the ball of the sun begins going down, begins setting, and after that you've got 3 1/4 mil, 58.5 minutes, and when the full ball of the sun sets, you've got another 13.5 minutes. Obviously it varies, depends how high up we're from the equator. So we said that the Meiri, that's how he explains the Rabbeinu Tam, and I saw it clearly in another edition,
From the bottom of the sun to the top of the sun goes down.
Look, he's saying there's 3 1/4 mil, which is about 58.5 minutes, yeah? 3 1/4 mil. Whether it's accurate or not accurate, whether it means exact, I don't know, but that's what he says, yeah? And only after that we know that the Gemara says the Ben Hashmosh is 3 1/4 mil. 3 1/4 mil, which is 13.5 minutes, and that makes up for the 72 minutes. That means we do not start counting 72 minutes after the full sun sets, because it's against the materials. If you look 72 minutes after, you half an hour afterwards, you don't see any more stars half an hour than 72 minutes later. I found the Marach Ol Zarua, the son of the Ol Zarua, Chaim, the son of from Vina, the son of the Ol Zarua. He writes the same definition in Rabbeinu Tam. He says Rabbeinu Tam says that after the ball of the sun sets, you've got another 13.5 minutes. You've got later of a mil. So must mean that there's no machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim, according to the Meiri, and according to the Marach Ol Zarua, which that settles a lot of problems which we raised in the last year. However, the biggest problem with Rabbeinu Tam Shita is how to accept Shabbos, especially in these countries, yeah? It turns out that according to Rabbeinu, if you follow the original opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which is 72 minutes after sunset, yeah, then you've got a big problem. All which shkia will be after Plag Mincha, if you calculate according to Rabbeinu Tam, especially in summer. So that means you have a big problem, because we're going to discuss, this is what we're going to discuss this shkia. Hopefully you'll have enough time. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Chaf Zayin, yeah? The Gemara says, brings a story of Rav, yeah? It says, the Gemara, Rav ikle lebei gneiva v'tzalish al Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, yeah? The Gemara brings that Rav used to daven the davening of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, meaning he didn't wait for nightfall to daven Maariv. And he used to daven Maariv already before nightfall, and presumably later on he would go and make Kiddush, yeah, not wait for nightfall. So Gemara learns from here that a person is entitled to accept Shabbos early as daylight, still daylight. Shel Shabbos, be'erev Shabbos, yeah, the davening of Shabbos on Friday. So the Tosfos raises a question that in the Gemara and Shabbos, it says clearly, the Gemara brings in the name of Rabbi Yosef, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah? Rabbi Yosef was blind. Yeah? So you can understand his time that it wasn't so easy for him to tell the time. His wife, Dvisa de Rabbi Yosef ever me'acheret u'matlekes, used to light, wait until last minute, just before Shkia, to light. Rabbi Yosef didn't like that. Told her, mustn't. Bilvat, it says in the Gemara, lo yamish amod ha'anan, you have to make sure you light. So he said, okay, so I light very early. So the verse says, no, you're also not allowed to light too early. If you light too early, you might have to put it off and light again. Why? Rishonim explain, if you light candle, the Shabbos candle, too early, it's not nikka in those days anyhow. Nowadays, if you light the candle, it's definitely nikka you're lighting for Shabbos. There's no other reason why to light candles, yeah? But in those days, if you'd light a candle too early, then it won't be noticed that you're lighting for Shabbos. And therefore, you have to turn it off and light it as close as you can to Shabbos, but not too late. Ubilvat shelo yakdim, ubilvat shelo yacher. So Tosfos says, Lo Yagdim, it connects it to the Gemara in Brochas, which says where Rabbi used to daven accept Shabbos early. That what it means used to accept Shabbos early, we're talking about from where? Plag Mincha onwards. That from Plag Mincha, it's already getting late, I'll explain what Plag Mincha is. We go by Mincha Ktana, yeah? The Ikka time for the Korban Tomid was after 9.5 hours into the day. Yeah? That's 2.5 hours before nightfall. We soon discuss, this is where our Shia is going to be based, we're going to discuss the argument between the Levush and the Tumas Adeshin, whether you calculate the day from sunrise to sunset, or from dawn to dusk, stars coming out. So the Gemara says, Tosfos explains the Gemara, that we glad to Yagdim, Akavanai, they shouldn't go too early before Plag Mincha. Plag Mincha, if you take from Mincha Ketana almost 2.5 hours, split it to two. We know the day is into 12 hours, yeah? You went to the 9.5 hours until the end of the day is 2.5 hours. You split it in two, you're left with 1.25 hours. You're allowed to accept Shabbos as early as 1.25 hours before Shabbos, yeah? We'll soon see the Poskim say that's on condition that you accept Shabbos immediately, yeah? Like a lady cannot light candles and make it tnai if it's too early, yeah? Oh, tnai only helps on a candle lighting if it's quite close to when everybody else lights. But if you light too early, then you shouldn't make it tnai, you should accept Shabbos immediately. However, 1.25 hours before sunset or nightfall, we'll soon see that, you're allowed to, that's as early as you can light candles on Erev Shabbos. Yeah? What? Oh, very good. So, I bought for you this Tshuvas Rambam in Per Hador. The Rambam wrote the Tshuvas, which was around apparently 200 years already. Yeah? They bought it out about 200 years ago. So the Rambam in Tshuvas was asked, yeah, about these calculations. Whenever the Gemara, the Mishnah mentions Sharavis or Shlishis, what is it talking about? So the Rambam says, always we split the day into 12, and it's not 12 equal hours. It varies. Yeah, on Nisan and Tishrei, remember this, Nisan and Tishrei, the day and the night is supposed to be equal, we'll see what the Gaon questions on that. And the rest of the year, it varies. If it's winter, the day is short, so you split 12 hours, it's less than that, can get to 45 minutes, an hour, 45 hour minutes. In summer, 1.5 hours, 1 hour, 45 minutes, that depends according to who you calculate. So the Rambam said, I'll read this Loshon out. The notion of the Rambam in Tshuva says, Yefarish lanu Rabbeinu Pirush Divrei Hazal. Explain to us what it means. Bechame, bechamesh, chama b'mizrach. Besheva, chama b'malav. Shit yoma ben karneta. What are all this? Is it always like that? Or it's only in summer, in winter, or in summer alone, or winter? So says the Rambam in his Tshuva, he writes, ולכן כל רואיסם חך מהתכונה שו זמן יש, כי לפי הזמן השתנו. It changes according to the day. If it's long, it's short. That's called Shor Zmanius, which we all know. That's the concept of Shor Zmanius, yeah? Now, it's not only the Rambam Perador, it's Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. It's all the Rishonim bring, basically, that. There's a few opinions which hold not like that, but we don't follow those opinions. Majority of opinions are Shor Zmanius. Now, Plag Mincha. Fine, you've told us 1.25 hours before night. These 12 hours, which we split the day into 12, and we learned the Gemara Brachas a few times, we say Ad Gimel Shot, Ad Sharavis, you can daven. What's it mean? Where do you calculate the time from? When is the day? Well, how do you define day? Is it got to do with sunshine? Or is it got to do with the crack of dawn? Do we measure the day from dawn to dusk, from dawn to stars coming out, or do we measure the day from Netzach Hamah to Shkiyah Hamah? It's a famous thing, everybody quotes, when it comes to Sofzman Kirshma, I will shout out, Gaon, Magen Avraham, but just to have some understanding about what's the source of the two opinions, whether it goes back to Rishonim, or it's only Achronim arguing. The first one who clearly relates to this problem is the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was about 600 years ago, Trumas Hadeshen. And he writes in his tshuvas, the first tshuva which he's asked, it's very interesting. The tshuva which he's asked was, in Europe, he lived in Europe, yeah? So he says, Barova keilot na'agim b'yamim arukim, in the long days of the summer, they've got a minyan people to make a minyan for Maariv. He says 3 or 4 hours before night. Yeah, the daven Maariv. Lifnei tzeis hakochavim. Im yesh shum yishuv otam leminag ze, ki gam harbe talmid hachachomim b'mamon gam b'minag ze. See, melof talmid hachachomim join the minyanim. Can the daven so early? 3, 4 hours before night. 3, 4 hours is a long time. Yeah? So the Trumas Hadeshen goes into these timings and he writes clearly that you're supposed to daven Maariv, the earliest time according to is Rabbi Yehuda. So fine, we've got the Gemara which says the Ovad Kemal Ovad, the Ovad Kemal Ovad, the Rabbi Yehuda entitles us to daven Maariv as early as Klag Mincha, which is, well, again, 1 1/4 hours before what? Says the Trumas Hadeshen. Mikol makom zman ze eino el ashar verevi koidem tseisa kolchovim. So the Trumas Hadeshen clearly writes, you measure the day from Aloysa Shacha to stars coming out. So therefore 1 1/4 hours before stars coming out, before Tseisa Kolchovim, you can daven Mincha already. So he says, Maariv. Yeah? According to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, as early as I can find the heter for the people who are doing this, it's as early as 1 1/4 hours. 2, 3, 4 hours earlier? I don't see what heter they have. So, it's irrelevant what is Maskana, because we are now discussing his shita of assessing the day from Aloysa Shachar to Tseisa Kolchovim. So that's what the Trumas Hadeshen holds. Comes along the Levush and says the Trumas Hadeshen made a big mistake here. He didn't follow the Chachmei HaTchunot, he's called them. I'll read you his Loshon. Ela shateima yoyse godl sha'alai hu midiv ha'Trumas Hadeshen shedikdek b'zeh ha'inyam ve'lo ala al-da'ata lechalek b'zeh. U'tamua be'inai. But maybe the reason why the Trumas Hadeshen didn't know, because he never levilti oskam bizmano besifre atchuna. They never looked at the books about how the sun works and how this. So that's what made him say what he said. And he writes at the end, Toz Gomuru. He writes about Trumas Hadeshen. The Levush was the Talmud of the Ramo, a couple of hundred years after Trumas Hadeshen. And he's writing about the Ramo, and by the Trumas Hadeshen, he's done a big mistake. And this is what made the later Achronim try and fight for the Trumas Hadeshen's shita, yeah? I'll bring a couple of riots to Trumas Hadeshen to say that you assess the day from Aloysa Shachar to night, and I'll bring a few to also the other shita of the Levush. The Levush writes that you assess the 12 hours from Neitzachama to Shkia Sachama. So when they said 1 1/4 hours before Shkia, they meant, yeah, which gives us a bit of breathing for the summer that we try and accept Shabbos, we rely on this shita of the Levush, which is famously known as the Gaon's shita. The Gaon follows that shita of the Levush, and the Gaon brings his own reasoning, which is very interesting, his reasoning. But let's begin with the Trumas Hadeshen. What made the Trumas Hadeshen say his shita? So the Minchas Kohen, Rabbi Avron HaKohen, who was from Amsterdam, and he lived over 300 years ago, he relates this big argument between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Levush. And he brings Svara, a source, and Rishonim which hold like that. He brings the Tosfos, the Rashba, and the Ramban, which all hold like the Trumas Hadeshen. That the day is measured from Aloysa Shachar to Tseisa Kochovim. I'll just stand on a couple of his rayas. The rayas, first rayas, second rayas actually, he takes it from the Gemara and Brochas. The Gemara and Brochas says as follows. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can read Kriyas Shema until what time? Ad Soif HaShmura Rishena. Yeah? We all know the first Mishnah and Brochas. Ad Soif HaShmura Rishena. What Soif HaShmura? The Gemara asks, Mai Kasava Rabbi Eliezer, I Kasava Shalosh Mishmaros, if you hold that the night is divided into three different sections, Mishmaros, so let me tell me up to the fourth hour. And if it's divided to four mishmaros, tell me after the third hour. So the Gemara says, you know what, Rabbi Eliezer wants to inform us that, you know what, just like there's Mishmoros in this world, there's Mishmoros in the Shemaim as well. Yeah? And there's Simonim to the Mishmoros. So the Gemara says, Maika Choshiv, this Simonim which he brings, yeah? The Gemara brings Mishmoros Rishon Chamor Noer, Shnia Klavim Tzoakim, Shlishi Tinok Yoinek. We're going to Mishmor very interesting. So what does he bring these Mishmoros? He says, the question of the Gemara, Maika Choshiv, what does he mean? Is he talking about the beginning of the Mishmor, at the Simonim which he gave, or talking about the beginning of the Mishmor, or the end? So the Gemara says, if it's the beginning, what do you need the beginning for? You already know, Tisa Kachobim, nightfall. If it's the last, then what do you need the last simon for? It's already day. Yeah? So the Gemara says it's enough community to someone who's in a dark room and he wants to know when to read Kriya Shema, whatever. But we see from here that according to the first suggestion of the Gemara, let the Mishnah say hours, yeah? Then you begin counting those hours of the night from when? From Tisa Kachobim to Alois HaShachar. Because the beginning of the Mishmar was Tisa Kechobim. What do you need the Mishmar for? Just say. What do you need the Simon for? Just say the beginning. Yeah? Just look at if this stars are out or not. So that is one raya which convinced the Tumas Hadeshin, doesn't write it, but the Melchas Kohen said convinced the Tumas Hadeshin to say Yeshita. Now, I'm not going to go into all of them. I thought of a raya which, it's not brought down in the Melchas Kohen. If you look at page before in the Gemara talks about Shitas Chachomim, that you can read Kirshema from what time? From the Kohenim Nichnasim Lechol Bitrumasim. So the Chachomim bring in a different terms in the Gemara, and they write, V'chachomim oimim misho she'akohenim zakoin lechol bitrumatan. Siman ladavar, Tseis HaKochovim. So the Gemara says, V'af al pi she'en raya ladavar, even though I've got no proof to what I'm saying, Zeichel ladavar yesh, she'ne'ama, it says when the builder of Eisim Migdash, it says, V'anachnu oisim b'melocho, v'chetya machzikim b'romachim, me'alois ha'shacha atzeis ha'kochovim. They used to work, when they were constructing the Beis Migdash, they used to work from alois ha'shacha, no time wasting, they had no electricity, they had to utilize every single second of the daylight. They would work from alois ha'shacha until tzeis ha'kochovim. Okay, still, how do I know that that's day? The next pasuk it says, "Ve'oimer ve'oyulon alayla mishmar ve'oy melocha." So it means when the work from alois hashachar to tzeis hakochovim is defined as yom, otherwise layla. So if we are wondering what's 1 hour into the day, 2 hours into the day is alois hashachar to tzeis hakochovim. For the pasuk, it's not brought down in the Minchas Kohen. It's all brought down. But I thought maybe, by the way, I saw it and it occurred to me maybe it's a riot to what he's saying. Sorry?
When did they daven?
When did they daven? A good question. I'm not so sure Yidden... There were all Yidden who were involved in the construction of the second base of English, yeah? Huh? Third Polish. What? If they didn't have korbanos, they surely did daven. But I don't know. Kriya Shema said. So you're saying it didn't take too long, no? It didn't take too long. The Rosh Hashanah. No, probably.
Another share.
Yeah. No, it's another share. We'll wait for Mashiach to ask him. Yeah? The next shita is the Levush shita. So let's see how the Levush came to his shita. I've seen what the Minchas Kohen writes. The Minchas Kohen seems to go according to him. He's got a whole sefer which he wrote about how the sun works and everything. He comes to the conclusion that like Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, so that means it spoils our share, yeah? But all the rayas which he brings to the Levush, yeah, are rayas based on the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Because he says, for example, it says in Halacha you have to accept Shabbos, the earliest you accept Shabbos is when? Plag Mincha. And then, we know, he says, that Shkir, when is Shkir? The first Shkir, it's 72 minutes before Nacht. Yeah? So he writes, he says you have to accept Shabbos, yeah, because of the Goyim Shita, and also you have to worry about Rabbeinu Tam. So it comes out in Halacha, they brought the Goyim to accept Shabbos 72 minutes, but you can accept it as early as 75 minutes, because plug is 1.25 hours. So it's 75. So what, for those 3 minutes is the whole difference between plag and shkir? What are we talking about? And it brings a story in the Gemara that made a mistake in the calculation, they thought it's dark, and then they accepted Shabbos, the Gemara Brachos brings. And then When was that? Presumably before Shkia. And then the sun came out. So Gemara says they don't have to relight again, providing it's after Plag Mincha. In 3 minutes all of this happened? The truth is, if you don't learn like a Benutam, you've got no problem. Because if you calculate Plag Mincha, now 1 1/4 after nightfall, which is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, then it comes out well before. Yeah? 72 minutes, the machlok is whether Zmanias or not. But really, logic says it should be Zmanias, but it's machlok. Yeah, whether they're fixed as Zmanias. Now, I'm not going to discuss, go much into the Levush. Into Levush Shita was the Minchas Kohen's explanation, but I'll bring the Gaon's explanation. You know what the Gaon says? The Gaon says in Kufat Nisan and Tishrei, the day is 12 hours. It says, you check in Nisan, don't forget the year, your second Tishrei coming, and have a look, and you'll see that it can't be 12 hours from Manos HaShachat to Tzitzai Kehom. It can only be from Netz to Shkir. So if the Gemara says that Kufas Nisan Tishrei is 12 hours a day, then it must mean from sunrise to sunset. Can't be from Alois to Tzitzai Kehom. The truth is, I haven't checked, but that's what the Gaon says, and that makes the Gaon argue with the Trumas Adeshen, and he holds like the Levush. That's it. Now this brings us up to bring us back to our sub. What do we do today? So unfortunately, in Europe we are very far up north, especially in England. So therefore, if we'll wait for the plague, give an example, for instance, the Magen Avraham's plague of Mincha is now roughly 8:09 or something. 9 minutes past eight. That's if you don't take a Benutam Shita. If you take a Benutam Shita, it's 9:20. That's after Shkia. Yeah, so I don't advise anybody to. But the problem is, if people who hold like Rabbeinu Tam, even Lechumra Velekula, they've got a serious problem here, because they're going to be Machme, like the Goyim, yeah? To accept Shabbos before. That's before Plag Mincha, it's Brocha Levatola. So therefore, there must be something with Rabbeinu Tam Shita, like what we said in the last year. That's another proof to it. But however, the Magen Avraham's Plag Mincha is 8:09, today. The Gaon's Plag Mincha is, if I'm not mistaken, 7:11. Yeah, 11 minutes past 7. Yeah, which at least we can accept Shabbos quite early. So we tend to rely on the Gaon Mivilna. Although I will list you out that most Poskim hold like the Magen Avraham. The Trumas Adeshen, we said, the Bach, the Taz, the Pri Chodosh, the Magen Avraham, who's famously known for the Magen Avraham Shita, the Elyahu Rabba, the Chido, Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Chayodom, the Kit Chayodom. Chayodom was a mechutzen of the Gaon Mivilna, no? He holds not like the Gaon. He holds, you assess the day from Alois HaShachat to Tzitzik Yehovim. A lot of major, and Rishonim hold that, seem to be holding a Gat. So, I don't know, we should try and push our Kabbalah Shabbos as late as we can. And I saw that Gos Mordechai brings something interesting. They used to have the same problem then. They used to daven early, and they used to, Agos Mordechai brings, they used to send the children, they used to send the children to inform the wives to light candles. Because they couldn't light, seemed to be that they used to light. They couldn't light candles before they left the shul. So you used to forget, tell her to light now, either that or, there seems to be an issue where the wife should be particular to accept Shabbos when the husband is accepting Shabbos in shul. Huh? Yeah, but is the wife kofof to the husband? Can the wife be independent when you kept 10 minutes afterwards? Half an hour afterwards? Or she says, her husband, what? Yeah, you like that one, huh? What? She shouldn't. It's perfect. The Ramosha speaks about it, and there's an argument between the Achronim, whether the wife is a different individual, she can accept Shabbos whenever she wants, or since the husband, and she's lighting on behalf of her husband candles, it's for her husband she's lighting the candles, she's not lighting candles for herself, for the household. So she was privileged enough to light the candles. It's not her mitzvah, it's our mitzvah, the Balabais' mitzvah, yeah? So therefore she should be doing what the Balabais does, and should be accepting Shabbos. What? It's not her mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the Barabbas, like Hanukkah candles. The reason why a woman got it is because she's got a lot of fix. She spoiled a lot a long time ago, yeah? So they gave her opportunity. It says, Kofsaneyo Shiloyla. She turned off the light. The man is the light of the world, no? And she told him, let her make up for it, let her light light. Yeah, okay, I won't cause any controversy. Yeah. The Levush says, she won't get all the fish. The Levush says, the Levush, the Shilta Giborim holds like the Levush, the Knesset HaGdoila holds like the Levush, the Tosfos Yom Tov, in Lechem Chamud and Divrei Chamudos, and also Madan Yom Tov holds like the Levush, the Gaon Mivilna, Rama Mipano, Rabbi Yehuda Hayash, there's a lot of Achronim who also hold like the Levush. However, the Shulchan Aruch seems to follow the Magen Avraham, because he holds the Shir Mil is 18 minutes, and if you calculate the day, you have to calculate from Alois HaShach as well, that divides into less numbers, dividing more. So it seems to be the Shulchan Aruch holds that. Now, since there's not much time left, at least we got a bit clearer who it is. Machlok is not between the Magen Avraham and the Gaon, between the Tumas Hadesh and the Levush. It just later on became the Magen Avraham was more famous, and the Gaon became more famous, But the original Machlok is Tumas Hadesh and the Levush. Now, we have to know the mitzvah of the Sefer Shabbos. The sources in the Gemara in Yuma and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. There's a machloikis rishoinim between the Rambam and other rishoinim whether there's a mitzvah at all to accept Shabbos early. You could if you want, even the Rambam agrees, but is there a mitzvah? The Rif, the Rosh, and majority of rishoinim hold, there's a mitzvah aser d'oraisa seems to add on to your Shabbos. Ben b'knisosa, ben b'yitzosa. The Rambam holds there's no mitzvah at all. So the Radvaz tries to say there's a mitzvah, the Rabbonon still, and so does the Chidor bring Bishma. However, the Rambam says, that's why presumably by the Shulchan Aruch brought it Yesh Oimrim, didn't bring it as a stamp. Now, how long must we accept Shabbos before? What's the share to be Mekayim the mitzvah of the Sefer Shabbos? That's what we hold, it's the mitzvah to Mekayim the Sefer Shabbos, no? How long before? So it seems to be also a discussion and debate. I did see a Chidor brings B'Shem Tosfos that it's a half an hour. I didn't find the Tosfos that it's half an hour. However, the minhag here in London, I think in the calendar, is put 15 minutes before Shkia. That's the Sefer Shabbos. It should be a particular 15 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah advises people to accept roughly at least 15 minutes, and some a bit more before Shkia. Why? Because there's the Yerayim Shita. The Yereim holds the Bein HaShmoshes begins 13 and a half minutes manias before Shkia. So you're ready Bein HaShmoshes, Safik Doraisa. So you should cover his Shita as well and accept Shabbos 15-20 minutes before. Okay? What's our status in that moment when we accept Shabbos early? Is it Doraisa, Chiv Skila? Of course not. It's a mitzvah saseh. So we've got an asseh on us. So if someone, Lo Aleinu, does Chilul Shabbos, it's an asseh. The Levush comes with a big Chidush. You know what? Accepting Shabbos early has got to do with me. It's a second later. So if you regret it, take it Tavon Chochem and mistake Ducharota, let it be Mati your neder, and finish. You can go back to put the chillin' pot in the place and everything, whatever you need to. The Eliyarava disagrees. He says, once you've accepted Shabbos early, in Shomayim they put in your Shabbos. Finished. You can't do anything about it. You've done the mitzvah saseh, you can't fiddle around the mitzvah saseh. It's like shaking lulav. It says, I don't want to be yotzei anymore, and then shaking the lulav. No such thing. You accepted Shabbos, it's become Shabbos. You can't be mati, the leader of Shabbos. So the Achronim speak about it. Now, let's connect it to Shavuos now. Shavuos night, we all know, we don't accept Shavuos early for some reason. Tmimos. The Torah says, Tmimos. The Torah gives no date for Shavuos. The Torah said, after you finish counted 50 days, make Shavuos. By the way, Shavuos is not about Torah Shebichtav so much, it's about Torah Shebaal Peh. Because if we wouldn't learn Mimachros HaShavuos, like the Chachomim told us to, we wouldn't have Shavuos. We don't have a day. So it's Kabbalah HaTorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. Without that, Shavuos would be the same. However, in Shavuos seems to be that we wait for night. Why? Because we need Timimus. Everyone knows the Timimus. Who's the Mechadish of the Shitta that you shouldn't make, you shouldn't daven, you shouldn't accept Shavuos early? The Masses Binyomin. Masses Binyomin is Rabbi Binyomin Ashkenazi. His name was Ashkenazi, Rabbi Binyomin Ashkenazi was a Talmud of the Ramo, and he wrote that a person, when it comes to Shavuos night, you should wait to make Kiddush until Nacht. Tzeisakochobim. Why? Because of Tmimos. Kiddush. Not Menachem. Kiddush. Make the Kiddush. Oh, yeah. Very good. Yeah. Kiddush. Comes along the Taz and says, why only Kiddush? Mariv! Don't daven in Shul Mariv before Nacht. We find there are more rites in Hilchas Nida, the Yesh Oimrim, the ones you daven in Mariv, then you've made it night. The woman can't have sektara. Even more, I'll tell you what the Truos Edeshin says. If someone davened Marev early and he didn't wear tefillin, what would you think? Mitzvah said, the Raisa to wear tefillin. It's still daylight. It's after Plag Binchez davened Marev. Should he wear tefillin? Truos Edeshin says not to wear tefillin. Finished. You made it night. You've gone into this area where Chazal said you mustn't wear tefillin at night. The Achrayim argue with the Truos Edeshin. So what do you mean? Mitzvah said, the Raisa, because you've davened Marev, then you've been battling Mitzvah said. So they say, where? We don't make a bracha. If someone happened to, we wear tefillin until nacht, I would say, but without a bracha. That's as far as it. So we see that Tad adds on davening Marev. He says Marev for the same reason. Now the question is two questions, first of all. When the Gemara says that Shabbos needs to Yosefes Shabbos, the Gemara says also Yomim Tovim needs to Yosefes Yom Tov. How does that fit with the Masses B'Yomim not to make Kiddush before Nacht? But there's a mitzvah's aseh to add on to your Yom Tov. And presumably to be Mekadosh the Yom Tov early. When we say to accept the Sefer, it means we stand and declare we're accepting Kedusha Shabbos. According to majority of poskim, should say Bepeh Moleh. That we say Baikala. You've got a conflict. What do we do? We've got Tmimos on one side. And we've got on the other side the Sefer's Yom Tov. And the Gemara didn't say anything that... Apart from Shavuos, apart from Atzeres, that you don't have to do Tisefer. It doesn't say that. It says, Kol Yomim Tovim.
There is no conflict then.
Otherwise, so the Gemara means only when there's no conflict.
If Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov? What do you do if Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov?
Another question I'll ask you. The Tisefer says that you can Sfir Sarebe Ben Ashmoshes. Can David say, take Sfir Sarebe Ben Ashmoshes? Why? Because nowadays, Sfir Bizman is there, and so majority of Rishonim hold, apart from the Rambam. Rambam's great, yeah. The Tzvias Arebe nowadays is the Rabbonim. So Bein Ashmosha says, Tosfos, Sofik the Rabbonim, Lekula. So you can already count the next day, although every day should be a full day, you can already count the next day Bein Ashmosha, because Sofik the Rabbonim, Lekula. If that's the case, according to Tosfos, seems to be no problem Bein Ashmosha by Shkia already to accept. You have to wait for Nacht. Sofik the Rabbonim, what do you mean? Tmimais, it's the Rabbonim. Bein Ashmosha, Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, you're okay, you're fine, Jack. It's only Sofik the Rabbonim, Lekula. Clear? Rambam was all right. So it's got a problem. And the Shulchan Aruch brings, if you're davening with the tzibur, with the counting early, yeah? So from Plag Mincha, he says, count without brocha, and then when you remember at night, count again, just in case you might not remember. But the Chok Yaakov and all the Achorim say, if it's after Shkia, count and daven. The minhag is to say, count after Shkia like Tesa. So if so, the Chok Yaakov himself, yeah, which was, I think, the Yeshivas it was, yeah, the Chok Yaakov, and he writes himself that you should wait for Nacht to make Kiddush on Leish Shavuos and to daven Marev. But you've just said that you can count the Sfira of the next day already by Ben Ashmoshes, so why are you so particular for Tmimoy? So maybe what he said, maybe you can say the differentiation between accepting restrictions of Melochus, the Sefes as restrictions of Melochus, to Kiddushas Yom Tov. Maybe the Kiddushas Yom Tov wait a bit, but it's a big Kiddush. Simply I would understand the Sefes as Kiddusha. Okay, I won't hold you up too long.